Hey, football fans, picture this. You bet on your favorite player to score the first touchdown in the game, but his teammate scores instead. If this happens, BetMGM wants to give you a second chance at the end zone. With BetMGM's second chance promotion, you'll get your stake back if your first touchdown scores second instead. That's right. Bet on any pro football player to score the first touchdown of the game. If you're right, you win. If your player scores second, you get your stake back in cash. With BetMGM's second chance offer, you have a chance to keep the fun going after the first player crosses the goal line. Try a first TD score wager with confidence today. BetMGM, make it legendary. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. See BetMGM.com for terms. 21 plus only. This specific promotional offer is not available in Mississippi, Pennsylvania, Puerto Rico, or Ontario. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Available in the U.S. 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY 467-369 for New York. 1-800-NEXT-STEP for Arizona. 1-800-327-5050 for Massachusetts. 1-800-BETS-ALL for Iowa. 1-800-981-0023 for Puerto Rico. Existing customer offer. Subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards paid back and unrestricted withdrawable funds. In partnership with Kansas Crossing Casino and Hotel.
19-month-old Cuba Fish from Cardiff is a fast food baby.
He likes McDonald's, he likes KFC, he likes the Indian.
His whole family are takeaway addicts.
Most people have a Friday night takeaway, but we have Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday night takeaway.
Sam works 2 days a week as a banking consultant. The other five are spent cleaning her home.
Wait, she only works 2 days a week but feeds her kids fast food 5 days a week? I need to hear that again because I don't believe it.
How many takeaways do you have in a week?
At least five.
At least 5 days a week. For those of you who aren't British, takeaway is fast food. So basically you eat fast food every day. Think of how much money that costs. If you aren't going to take care of your kids, then why are you home? Work full time and pay a maid because at least the maid won't give your one-year-old a heart attack.
The takeaways are soaked in harmful saturated fat. Cuba's consuming half a litre of oil a week.
So what are you having?
The toddler knocks all the fast food back with an unbelievable amount of cola. Up to 6 cans a day. Cuba is consuming 3,200 calories a day, 700 more than is healthy for a grown man.
Oh my God, that is a crap load of food. Well, this insane story comes from a BBC Three documentary called Fast Food Baby, that aired back in 2011. It follows three families and their children who eat an incredible amount of fast food. Let's get into it, but first, if you like the content you see on this channel, then consider making a donation. Viewer support helps keep me independent, and it helps fund a lot of the quality improvements that I make on this channel. Links to my PayPal, Patreon, and Subscribestar pages can all be found in the description. And also, don't forget to support me on AltTech. Links to my BitChute channel, my Odyssey channel, my Minds page, and my Parlor page can be found in the description as well. Alright, full transparency, there are three families in this documentary, and the original script for this video included all three. However, the problem is that the three families each have separate issues, so I would have to tell three separate narratives for this video to get it right, and that made the original script nightmarishly long. But before I get straw-manned by critics who think I'm saying that all women are like Sam and that's why we have problems, understand, I'm not saying that. I never say that all women are one particular way. That is statistically unlikely. So when I use someone as an example to describe a larger problem, I am saying that represents a segment of society. In the fast food documentary, Sam represents one segment of women in society. Kara represents a different segment, and Taylor, the 19-year-old single mother with two kids, represents yet another segment of women in society. The reason I picked Sam's family is because I have already talked about how unhealthy single motherhood is for children like a million times, and Kara, the other woman I'm skipping over, has a problem that is adequately solved in the documentary, and I agree with the method used to resolve it, so I have nothing to add. Kara's family problems aren't caused by feminism or modern values, so her and her fiancé's parenting issues aren't really relevant to this channel. However, Sam's family has a problem that is very relevant to what we are experiencing today, outside of single motherhood. Sam's family shows the negative consequences of modern relationships. You can't just change the way everything has been done for a very long time and expect to not have problems. Most new ideas suck, so it takes years and lots of trial and error to vet the ones that are actually good. One of the many consequences of not having a parent dedicated to the household is that the children suffer. Why? It's because either you have parents who have no time to cook, so they shovel a bunch of processed foods down their kid's mouth, or, in Sam's case, you have a woman who is mostly a housewife who wasn't taught how to cook and cannot inspire her kids to eat her food.
If Cuba's mum Sam does cook a home meal, the reception is lukewarm.
Sam, your pasta.
Nice.
It's half cooked.
Nobody eats it, and then they all run off, and I'm left with just mess. Does anybody want this pasta?
No.
Okay, so the problem is that you created something, and you are not getting the response that you want. But instead of fixing it, Sam makes excuses. My husband and kids so rudely didn't like my food after I worked really hard, and now I have a mess. There's nothing I can do, so I'll just give up. No, that's not how creative ventures work. If I work really hard on a YouTube video and no one watches it, I don't blame the audience or make excuses. I blame myself. There have been plenty of projects I've done that were an incredible amount of work that resulted in no one liking the video. Nobody cares. People don't care how hard you worked. They care if the product is good. So if I were to make a dinner and my hypothetical partner tells me that my pasta is undercooked and my kids don't want to finish their food, then I would immediately assume it's because I didn't do a good job. Insinuating that they are disrespectful or implying that they are rude doesn't solve the problem. They're still not going to like your food. Learning how to cook does solve the problem. If you want to have people impressed with your cooking, then stop making excuses and get to work. Sam is home 5 days a week. If she's not spending time cooking or developing her other skills, then what exactly does she do outside of cleaning? Simon is busy working and bearing most of the financial load, which means that she should be doing most of the housework. But a major portion of that is outsourced because she can't properly cook a beginner recipe like pasta or even just look up how to do it. Instead, she feeds her kids junk food and ruins their health.
You don't know what's in those takeaways. And generally speaking, they're going to be high in fats and salt and sugar. And basically, they are a recipe for heart disease, diabetes, cancer.
If you can't cook, do you know what makes a dry piece of chicken edible? Put a boatload of barbecue sauce on it. The pasta sucks? Load it up with hundreds of calories of cheese. That's what fast food and junk food companies do. They know the quality of the food isn't that great, so they add a bunch of addictive chemicals like salt, sugar, and fat to make you like it. However, if you actually know what you are doing, then you don't need to drug your kids with addictive substances to make them like your cooking. Here's the thing. When you go into a relationship, you should have certain expectations. Women certainly do. If you are a guy and you are a pushover who makes no money, then most women will dump you. Women in general do not marry guys who make less money than they do. Sam has what she wants. She has a guy who makes enough money to allow her to not work full time. But what does he get? He gets three kids who are addicted to junk food and will very likely have future health problems. This is a major issue with feminist ideology that even affects women who do want to be more traditional. Back in the past, women were trained to be housewives from childhood. By the time they got married, they already had all the necessary skills to run a household. That's not to say there was never a bad cook, but none of them was so bad or so out of time that they preferred to dump garbage down their kids' throats. And here's what happens. You want a guy to make six figures so you can stay at home, but your housewife skills are barely worth minimum wage because you are essentially walking in as unskilled labor. How is that fair? I have to be one of the top earners in America, I have to have a six-pack, and I have to be over 6 foot, but in return, I get a wife who is so bad at cooking that she can't even make spaghetti. Now do you see why men don't want to get married? Women aren't being taught this stuff anymore. Women are being taught to be men because feminists have deemed the female role as useless and oppressive. Are women not offended by that? Having feminists say for years that they are useless unless they act like a man, totally ignoring the fact that the traditional female role serves a very important purpose? So what happens is that women get the provider that they want, but when it comes to men, we either get a modern woman who wants a minimum wage daycare employee to raise her kids, or we get a woman who has no skills in keeping a home. She gets a traditional man, but we don't get a traditional woman. And honestly, after listening to tons of women, I don't think they understand how difficult this stuff is to learn. You can't just learn it on the weekend. To make desirable meals, you have to train really hard for a minimum of 3 to 4 years. That is only one of the essential homemaking skills. You still have cleaning, childcare, social event planning, interior design, and small money-saving skills like sewing. However, what's frequently happening is that the new air-quote traditional women spend all of their lives learning workplace skills, but have no skills in the home. Then, they decide they don't want a career and instead want to stay at home, but they expect a man with high-level skills and high-level pay to accept them as housewives who are equal to them, when the reality is that their skills as a housewife are worth nothing. They want on-the-job training as a housewife because they have potential or because they are a fast learner, and you should just accept them on love. They don't accept men on love. No matter how much they try to play word games, women do have expectations. Just ask and watch how many of them will say they will not date long-term or marry a guy who makes less money than they do. So I don't care if you have potential or you're a fast learner. You are expecting to get a guy who is all trained up and well into his career, but you haven't even taken your first stay-at-home mom 101 class. That's not a fair deal, and at this point, if you are a man who puts up with this stuff, then you get what you deserve. Half the problem is all of the men out there who are accepting these terms and telling women that this isn't even trade. So back to the fast food documentary. Clearly, Sam knows how to assemble a meal, but she doesn't know the ins and outs of how to make a meal great. This is why you don't hire on potential when you're looking for skilled labor. Actually, that's not even an accurate metaphor, because it's worse than that. If you don't know these skills by the time you have your first kid, then it's going to be exponentially more difficult to learn this stuff, because instead of having tons of free time or a decade to learn while you are growing up, you have to learn everything right now, while a child takes up all of your time. Sure, some women will make it in that environment, but the vast majority won't. And that's one of the reasons why kids are eating way more processed foods than they did in the past, and it's one of the reasons why there is an obesity crisis with children. It very much has to do with the fact that there are largely no housewives anymore who know how to cook everything from scratch. In the next scene, Sam and Simon get a psychologist to assess Cuba's eating habits and provide solutions. However, when Simon makes a joke about Sam having to cook more, she gets indignant.
Right now, Jane lays down the ground rules for the whole family.
We need to start cooking in this household. I want him on 3 meals a day.
Sam,
it's
cooking?
It's not all about me,
No, it's not all about Sam. I need you to back Sam up. When you're looking after the children, I need you to cook for them. And maybe...
Are you nuts against this?
Yes, you.
Maybe given during the week.
You can cook, Sam. You can cook.
It's just getting the time in yourself.
I understand where she's coming from, but Sam, this is your domain. You are the one who is home most of the time, therefore, it's your responsibility. Simon doesn't get to be lazy at his work, he still has to pay the bills, so why should you be allowed to neglect your responsibility by not only feeding your kids unhealthy junk, but spending way more money by having other people cook your food? Getting takeout every day is expensive. Talk to a financial advisor and they will tell you not to do that. I will give her one thing, though, because she does work a job that apparently pays well on the 2 days a week she's at work. So I will say that if Simon is watching the kids while she isn't there, then he should cook. But since he is the assistant and not the expert in that area of their relationship, he should be given all of the easy recipes. This is something they actually did in the past. Mom cuts all the vegetables, does all the baking, and does the meal preparation, while Dad flips the burgers or cooks the steaks. Flipping a burger doesn't require a ton of cooking skill or culinary practice, and these recipes can be easily repeated, so Dad only has to learn a few things while Mom does all the heavy lifting in that area. This way, he can do the heavy lifting when it comes to paying the bills. Dad gets the easy recipes because if he has to spend time learning how to cook, then he doesn't have the time he needs to build skills that will advance his career. This is called separation of labor, and every successful business does that. No one person does everything. They trade skills, which allows each parent to specialize at a few things instead of being mediocre at a bunch of things. After the previous scene, Sam and Simon start making changes. One of their biggest infractions is that they have a cupboard that can be easily accessed at any time by their toddler, and it's full of junk food. The first change they make is to get rid of the junk food cabinet.
Losing the sweetie cupboard will be particularly tough for Cleo and Shay.
Shay, come here, girls. Oh, I've got something to tell you. What we're going to do is we're going to get rid of the sweetie cupboard. And you've got to be brave about this.
What do you think, Shay?
No. What do you think, Cleo?
No.
Oh, well,
okay.
Oh, come on, Shay.
It's contract.
Okay, don't let her pull on the old heartstrings. We're not being mean.
No.
We're being cruel to be kind.
This is an addict. You have one of the daughters crying because she won't have access to junk food every day. This is not good. Now, kids do get a little bit of a free pass on obesity. Well, at least they did 10 years ago. One, because it takes a while to become obese. And two, because kids are typically running around at recess taking PE classes or playing sports. But the minute the recess goes away or the second they stop playing sports, they will all start to gain weight. Unfortunately, Sam replaces their junk food with more junk food.
Back at home, Sam is determined to start changing her family's diet.
In you, we have cereal, Weetabix, Cheerios. There's raisins. There's raisins covered in yogurt. There's breadsticks.
They're all boring foods.
Well, if you're hungry, that's what's there. And there's one pack of biscuits, which are oat biscuits.
None of that stuff is healthy. Cheerios are not healthy. That's processed food. Cookies are not healthy. More British English, by the way. Biscuit is British for cookie. Yogurt-covered raisins are not healthy. Maybe homemade yogurt, but not the high-fructose corn syrup-loaded crap that is probably on those raisins. Healthy snacks would be like nuts and seeds, fruits, vegetables, or as I said, homemade yogurt. And yes, you can get kids to eat this stuff. All you have to do is buy a bunch of different healthy snacks, have them try them all, let them tell you which ones they like best, and that's what you buy. You don't just buy them cashews and apples and say they have to eat those because that's what's convenient. You need to let them choose and make them a part of the process. Now, all of this is not to suggest that Simon isn't also a part of the problem. Of course he is. He is overweight, and that behavior affects how he handles his kids.
I got no control of what he eats.
Yes, you do. Your kid can't get food on his own. You have complete control over what he eats.
Cuba has no choice in what he eats.
Thanks, narrator. You're right. However, I will say that, again, food is Sam's domain because she is the one who is primarily at home. If your cooking is so bad that your husband and your kids prefer greasy, disgusting, low-quality fast food over a home-cooked meal, then you have a problem. But think of it this way. You can change the health outcomes of your entire family just by becoming a better chef. Think of how much power lies in that role. Again, women are not offended that feminists have been calling housewives useless for decades? I mean, I remember hearing a story that back in the day, Betty Crocker came out with instant cakes where you just had to add water. A lot of women wouldn't buy them because it was too easy and it made them look lazy. What happened to that? Where is the pride in not taking the easy way out? Though credit where credit is due, this is not to say that Sam is all around terrible at everything. She does appear to keep the house clean, and more importantly, her behavior management skills with her kids are actually pretty good. You can see in this scene that she is teaching Cuba how to vacuum, and in this scene, she's teaching her daughter Shay how to cook. That's good parenting, and there are more examples of her managing her kids properly in the documentary. However, the problem is that she is terrible at something that is really important, something that should have been taught to her by the culture from a very young age. Even though the effort is there, Sam is not getting the job done with the intended results because she doesn't know what she's doing. But as the documentary goes on, Sam starts implementing some of the things that the psychologist said, which was basically do your job by making your own food, and surprise, they work.
I can't believe you've eaten it. Good boy you are. Hey, look at him eating that.
Sam's hard work is paying off.
He's enjoying it, ain't he? Cuba's actually eating for the first time ever.
Weird. It's almost like generations of the past knew how to create functioning relationships. You can also see more good parenting from Sam as she provides positive reinforcement for desirable behavior from Cuba. Again, credit where credit is due. After this scene, the husband, Simon, screws up by buying the kids extra junk food on the one day of the week that they were allowed to have junk food. And then this happens.
The Fish family have totally changed their eating habits. Simon's curbed his fast food cravings, and Sam is triumphing with her healthy home cooking.
Wash your fingers. I'm cooking every day now, to be honest with you, which is not too bad.
Score one for traditionalism. When Sam gets over not wanting to clean up the mess of making her own food, everything gets better, like magic. You can also see Sam trying to teach one of her daughters how to cut lettuce, which is good. Though, as I said, Sam still doesn't quite have the cooking skill, so as a public service announcement, everyone who cooks, please use the proper hand grip or you will cut your fingers off. Do not cut food like Sam is teaching her daughter how to cut food. This is where cooking can be dangerous if you don't know what you're doing. Even still, we have a happy ending. All of these ideals that are causing problems in relationships stem from something feminists have been promoting for decades, which is telling women that they can be independent from everyone. They can do everything by themselves and still get everything they want. That's stupid. No one can have anything without making sacrifices, no one is independent, and no one can do everything on their own. You need other people, not just for social reasons, but for practical reasons as well. It takes more than one person to build a house. You can't do everything by yourself, and we live in a social atmosphere. This is the problem with modern beliefs. They are designed to make people believe that they can do everything on their own. Why is that promoted by things like mainstream media? It's because people who are independent are very easy to defeat. Look at all authoritarian societies. One of the first things they do is damage and destroy people's relationships so they can't fend for themselves without the government, and so they won't work together to fight against the power structure. That's why feminism has trained women to be a bunch of entitled narcissists with no value outside of their body, and feminism has trained men to be weak losers who cry and share their feelings. Women don't want men who act like women, and men don't want women who act like men. Then you add in family court, which is heavily skewed towards women who don't have to have any traditional skills, but they expect their man to be traditional, and shockingly, men don't want to get married. This is all to destroy relationships. And what are men supposed to do in this situation? In most cases, you either get a woman who wants to be a housewife with none of the housewife skills, or worse, a modern woman who won't settle for a man who will be a stay-at-home dad and wants to throw the kid in daycare, both of which will very likely lead to a toxic relationship that will result in a divorce and the man getting screwed because family court is heavily biased against men. How is that all working out for society? Do you think it's a coincidence that divorce rates started skyrocketing when modern relationships were implemented? I think that's some pretty good evidence that they don't work. As for men, there's not much we can do other than become the greatest person we can possibly be and not play the game. Or at the very least, don't marry a feminist or a woman who has zero homemaking skills. What that will do is bait women to fix themselves and work to change the family court laws because the valuable men they want won't have them unless they do that. But outside of men living their best lives and doing their own thing, it's up to women to make the change. Women have all the power once the marriage has started, but men are the ones who say when a marriage is going to occur. If women want to bring men back to the table, then they need to stop listening to feminists and instead start gaming their psychology for their own best interest. If you study psychology enough, you'll realize that self-interest is what motivates people to do things. If you expand that out to its most positive extent, then you'll realize that the most selfish thing you can do is be selfless. Pay attention and notice that things really only go well if everyone is doing well. You can have a nice estate, but if all of your neighbors are broke and destitute, then eventually people are going to start stealing and destroying the nice things you have cultivated because they either need your resources to survive or because they are jealous. They'll pull you down like crabs in a bucket. If you want to live in a society that actually does well, then you need to learn how to use your selfish tendencies to better your life and the lives of everyone else. Do you know what feels great? Making a dinner that is so good that everyone in your family raves about how awesome of a cook you are. What if Sam from the documentary was so good at cooking that when she goes to family events or a potluck, she walks in like a celebrity because everyone wants to eat her food? Think of all the praise and attention she would get from that. Also, provided that she doesn't become arrogant from the praise, look at what that leads to. Now her family doesn't have to worry about having health problems because they no longer eat fast food on a daily basis. Also, she can actually mentor her kids on how to cook good food instead of teaching them how to screw up basic recipes. It's not just that. When you are really skilled at something, people will naturally start to respect you, which means her kids will listen to her more because they like her food. The irony of the whole thing about being selfish is that the only way she can make good food is by listening to the preferences of her kids. Also, she is showing that she cares enough about them to spend tons of hours practicing so that they can eat better tasting food. If you are a parent who feeds your kids garbage because you are too lazy to practice, then all you are saying is that you don't care about your kids. So, the end result of these changes is that Sam's kids show respect to her with good behavior, and she shows respect to them by considering the things that they want. That's a common problem I see with parenting. The kids don't listen to the parents because the parents don't listen to the kids. If you don't respect them, they aren't going to respect you. It's actually one of the bad things I have to say about traditionalism. For all the good things I say about traditionalism, during the golden age of those relationships in the 1950s, kids were kind of treated like crap. The old saying was that kids are seen, but not heard. No, that's not how you treat kids. You need to consider the needs of your kids, or they won't like you. The last thing that happens as a result of these changes is that Sam's relationship with her husband gets better because previously Sam wasn't pulling her weight, and now she is. So, if there are things that she finds undesirable about her husband, like him taking the kids out for extra fast food when he wasn't supposed to, then that actually gives her power to change that stuff. Simon isn't going to listen to his wife about everything he does wrong when she orders takeout instead of pulling her weight. People only listen to other people when they have done something that is worthy of respect. Ordering takeout is not worthy of respect. Cooking all of your own food is. Once you realize that the most self-serving thing you can do is to consider others and be charitable, these psychological changes will become easy because you won't see it as a waste of time. You'll see it as beneficial. You need to understand what your motivational priorities are so that you can take advantage of them instead of trying to make changes to your life but failing because you don't understand human psychology. This is how important changes are actually made. You don't just will yourself to change. You need to create a psychological narrative that causes you to follow through. But with that said, I think that's enough for this video. So if you liked it, hit the like button, subscribe if you're new, comment and share. If you would like to support this channel, then you can do so with PayPal, Patreon, or Subscribestar. You can find all of those links in the description. Last, don't forget to check me out on BitChute, Odyssey, Minds, and Parler. You can also find those links in the description. Otherwise, thanks for watching, and I'll see you in the next video.